So, Patrick Henry Bass is with me in the studio here. Celeste, you're still there out in Detroit, right?
I am at WDET.
Yep. There's lots of images of the African-American family in pop culture, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
I was trying to think this morning. There's a whole lot. You've got movies like Tyler Perry. Celeste referred to that just a moment ago.
Of course, The Cosby Show.
Cosby Show, of course. I think
Good Times.
The comedy of Eddie Murphy. I was remembering the skits that he would do talking about his dad and how what would happen if you talked back to him.
The Pursuit of Happiness, the Will Smith movie.
Indeed. The African-American family has also changed and morphed over the years in books, from the church-going family of James Baldwin's Go Tell It on the Mountain, right?
Yes.
That's, circa
1950.
To the rural female-led household of Toni Morrison's Beloved, the inner-city abusive family of Sapphire's Push, of course, in the recent movie. And here's Oprah in The Color Purple.
I loves Hopper. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
And John, I just want to say that we all know that she's talking about Harpo Marx, of course.
Oh my goodness. That's the Alice Walker, of course, depiction of a brutal African-American family. Where do your images of the African-American family come from in literature, Celeste?
I would say I definitely read James Baldwin, and I read Toni Morrison as well. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really separate the families that way.
Well, in any case, 70 years after the dawn of the modern civil rights movement and a year and a half after Barack Obama was elected president, there's a family we know a lot about, right?
Yeah.
The African-American family is being rewritten all over again in a totally different way. Here to share some book titles that are really, really important from his perspective is Patrick Henry Bass, book editor for Essence Magazine. And I've got three of them right here in front of me. And I've actually heard an interview with one of the authors you're going to mention. But go down the list for us.
Okay. So in my 1,000 years of covering publishing, I've never seen anything like this. We have three nonfiction titles all being released in about 2 weeks from three African-American males, all under 50 years old. One of the authors is 29 years old. Another is 32 years old. And the oldest author at under 50 years old, 48 years old, is Craig Robinson, the brother of the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. Yep. So the first book is...
Well, hold on 1 second. Let me do all the titles so our listeners can get an idea and go to our website and see more, because we have excerpts there. Craig Robinson's book is A Game of Character. The other Wes Moore is the book by Wes Moore. And Losing My Cool by Thomas Chatterton Williams. And let's begin with Craig Robinson's book. He's Barack Obama's brother, right? Or Michelle Obama's brother.
He's Michelle Obama's brother, and he would be the most familiar of the three authors. And the story is also familiar, but when you do a deeper dive into it, what you see is an African-American, Ozzie and Harriet, on the south side of Chicago. Huh. You have Frazier Robinson and Marion Robertson. Frazier Robinson, Michelle Obama's father, Michelle and Craig's father, who is a working-class fellow, who is committed to education, committed drilling education into the minds and hearts and souls of Craig and Michelle. And what you really see is Michelle Obama's leadership really
in the family
came from her father and her brother. And her brother played basketball. And what's great about
wanted to be a professional
basketball player. But what's great about his narrative is, instead of going the traditional route of African-American basketball player who sort of doesn't respect education, he took a scholarship at Princeton and from there became an investment banker. And now he's a coach at Oregon State University. And he gives many life lessons that his father gave. So in many ways, this is like Tuesdays with Frazier Robinson from an African-American male perspective.
This is a beautifully candid book about basketball, about Michelle, about the toughness, there's an incident with a policeman in this book that is so moving. And then the great thing about it is they didn't believe Michelle would end up with Barack.
Exactly. And it's also about love. I mean, it's an all-abiding, guiding love that really bonds this family. And it's a view of the South Side of Chicago that we so seldom see, because remember, in popular culture, we thought of the South Side of Chicago as Good Times with the Evans family, who are always struggling to get out of the housing projects. Here you have a family in the South Side of Chicago. The sister is in the White House, our first African-American First Lady. Mm-hmm. The brother is about to make the New York Times bestsellers list and is an incredible collegiate basketball coach.
Huge book. A Game of Character by Craig Robinson. All right, next.
This The Other Wes Moore, which is the book that everyone's talking about. In many ways, we've seen this story before from John Edgar Wideman, but this is a modern, it's almost like Dostoevsky. You have Wes Moore, the author of the book, who's a Rhodes Scholar, who, you know, speaks at the Democratic Convention just before Barack Obama accepts the presidency. And then you have the other Westmore. At the same time that Westmore was cited in the Baltimore Sun for being a Rhodes Scholar, there was another Westmore, same name, about 3 years separating them, who was going to prison for armed robbery.
Oh, that's,
the
that's
Westmore
chilling.
who went to Oxford tracks down that Westmore,
oh, wow.
begins
incredible.
A dialogue with him, and the relationship that they have between each other is the basis of this incredible narrative.
Well, everyone is talking about this book. I mean, there are blurbs on the back from Tavis Smiley, Alex Kotlowitz, who wrote
yes.
an incredible story about what happened in Chicago between some young people. The Other Westmore is the name of the book, One Name, Two Fates. And now Losing My Cool?
Losing My Cool by Thomas Chatterton Williams. John, read the subtitle of the book.
How a Father's Love and 15,000 Books Beat Hip-Hop Culture.
Right.
There's a provocative title. Cosby will love this one.
Exactly. Now, Thomas Chatterton Williams is biracial. His father is African-American, working-class father, grew up in the segregated South, would lock himself in his closet and read Aesop's Fables and all types of other books. He was a huge collector of books. His son gets caught up in hip-hop culture. Thomas is the youngest of the three authors here, 29 years old, and his father is determined to take back his son's life. So he indoctrinates reading into Thomas Chatterton Williams. And at first you think that this is going to be sort of an egg-headed, wonkish book, but it's actually a lot of fun, very, very accessible. And it's the first time that I've ever seen the words Tupac and the Brothers Karamazov in the same sentence.
I get the sense that you yearn for this dad's library in your own
actually,
life.
Actually, I have it.
So he totally Sorry, John. Identifies. That's great. Well, let's just recap. Losing My Cool, How a Father's Love and 15,000 Books Beat Hip-Hop Culture by Thomas Chatterton Williams. There's an excerpt on our website. The Other Westmore, One Name, Two Fates by Westmore, also on our website. And Craig Robinson, brother of Michelle Obama. A Game of Character, A Family's Journey from Chicago's South Side to the Ivy League and Beyond. Patrick Henry Bass, book editor for Essence Magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.